Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, Pauline Nist is back in the studio with us. Welcome, Pauline.
Hi, Allison. I'm really excited to be back. I think we talked about a year ago when we were just announcing the Halo Mi X.
That's right.
And we had one of our biggest launches ever, and we've been doing just really exciting things with the product, having delivered, you know, a lot of 1-2 4-socket systems and, of course, our 8-socket systems. And we've got partners like SGI who are delivering 256-socket systems. So it's been a really great year to actually see the product go out the door.
You're getting ready for something new, Westmir EX. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, Westmir, we just did our first formal disclosure at the Hot Chips conference at Stanford, talked about the fact that it had 10 cores, 20 threads. And that's exciting to me because when you multiply it by, as I said, a 4 or an 8 or a 16 way, the amount of horsepower that you're delivering is just incredible. Mm-hmm. It also supports DDR3 low voltage DRAMs, which is great because it lowers the power consumption, which is important because Westmir doubles the amount of memory you could have. It takes a 4-socket from 1 to 2 terabytes and an 8 from 2 to 4 terabytes. Mm-hmm. So being able to do that with low voltage DRAMs is a big plus from the total power consumption of your system.
And the Halo Mi X was a huge step in terms of performance increase. And we've, you know, I think that that's the case across the company. You know, Halo Mi has been a huge performance increase. Westmir EX is a socket drop-in.
That's correct. So if you know about Intel's TikTok model, Halo Mi was our new architecture, whereas Westmir is essentially the shrink of that architecture to the next generation technology.
How has the customer reaction been to Halo Mi X? Have we seen some interesting deployments of it?
We've seen interesting deployments. We've seen world record benchmarks across the board in BI and certainly in high performance computing. A lot of excitement. I think as I talked about a year ago, one of the things that makes Halo Mi so revolutionary is that it really couples QPI for interconnect performance, the SMI and the memory buffer chips for memory scale and memory quantity, so you have a huge memory capacity. And then, of course, the glueless and the node controller configurations, which let you scale. And we've, quite frankly, a 3x performance increase over the previous generation. So that's a real landmark kind of product for us. And I think that we're going to continue to build on that foundation. And I think the other way that we're seeing our partners exploit it is we've talked a little bit about database and about BI, but we're now seeing appliances show up. And it's no secret, these are complicated workloads. And I think one of the challenges of bringing an industry standard server into this space is that the guys who've previously been using RISC and Unix have all these database administrators and all these people to support these really complex environments. And it's getting challenging even for the high complexity customers. And what you're seeing now is both the hardware and the software vendors get together and deliver these appliances. So Oracle's got a couple of different models of database appliance for BI and for the database. You're going to see IBM doing it, Microsoft's doing it. And what they're giving you is top-to-bottom integration. So they're essentially qualifying it on a hardware platform. They're tuning it. They're certifying all of the software stack. They're certifying that they're going to maintain it and they're going to patch it for you. So I've had IT guys tell me it's like getting a service offering in a box.
Right.
I can free up 2 or 3 or 4 of my people, and it's simpler and it's guaranteed. I have somebody who said to me, you know, it's going to work. We're going to guarantee it. We're going to give you 1 hour response time. We're going to give you patches if you need it. So that it takes a lot of that risk of deployment out of the hands of an IT shop and really puts it in the hands of the vendors who really know the software really, really well.
When you look at the future, you know, we're past the beginnings of Halo Mi X. We've got Westmir EX on our horizons. What's big for mission critical computing in 2011, do you think?
So obviously 2011 is more. We're looking forward to Westmir and the kind of performance. We're looking to second generations of appliances. All of these partners have got sort of the first round out, but they've all got a second round planned. I think that we'll see continued inroads into RISC migration. We've seen a lot of it, the combination of Halo Mi performance and a business downturn in a funny kind of way let us deliver, you know, great TCO and lower cost of ownership, and I think we're going to see that continue to make progress. We're going to see, I think, a lot more virtualization play itself out. Virtualization has been really great in what I would characterize as web-based apps, but we're going to start seeing, I think, more complex apps move into the virtualized space because because you're going to see the database guys start to do it on these appliances.
So Pauline, I've been reading your blogs on Server Room. They've been fantastic. If people want to follow you, I'd suggest that you visit Intel Server Room to read from Pauline. And thanks for being on the program.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're trying to touch on the things that we think are really topical, like virtualization and evolution to the cloud and performance and database and BI. So we're excited about blogging and hope we can get some people to start using that as a forum to interact with us.
Great. Thanks very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.